Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready for this? UltimateSportsTalk.com. Just a heads up, you can go right now to UltimateSportsTalk.com. You can get the NFL lowdown on the week two exciting games, Green Bay rebounds. You got Houston 2-0. Cincinnati takes care of the Falcons. Dallas rebounds and gets against Tennessee, who looked pretty good in week one. The Giants continue their woes as Arizona takes care of them. Jesus has showed up in Cleveland as the Browns rebound from almost a win in week one. They take care of the Saints, and that was kind of shocking. The Rams take care of Tampa Bay in a weird ending there. So they rebound 1-1 with a rookie quarterback. Kansas City on a slope here. They're 0-2. They faced Denver. Denver on a upswing as usual. Seattle, the shocker of the day, the Chargers take care of the Seahawks 30-21. Washington takes care of the Jaguars, which probably no surprise there, even without RG3. Carolina, an impressive team, comes into this week, and they face a red-hot week one Detroit Lions squad, and somehow they muster 24 points against 7 against the Detroit Lions. So welcome to the Blitz. It's an exciting week of NFL week two, and a lot of storylines, including the Ray Rice storyline, and then you obviously have the Adrian Peterson child abuse storyline as well that's been focusing all this week. We're going to have scheduled today, we have Dion Lee, who is the founder of the Premier 7 football movement that's going to be taking place in 2015. He should be coming in, calling in soon here. And we will talk about the Premier 7 football movement and how that's going to be affected, as well as getting it on the network, and that's his goal. So we'll talk to Dion Lee. Dion Lee is obviously a former Las Vegas Sin Legends Football League coach, very successful in the Legends Football League, as well as he's very successful coach, long-term coach, in the Women's Football Alliance with the Las Vegas Showgirls. So scheduled today was Dion Lee. We'll see if he shows up for us today. In the huddle, and if not, then at this point we will reschedule that and get with him at a later time. Busy man at this point as well, so we were making time for it today, but if it doesn't happen, no worries there. We will go ahead and reschedule that. So the career of all shockers, last night, Atlanta Steam almost pulls an upset against the Blitz for about 2.5 quarters, almost 3 quarters, and then the Blitz kind of rise up. Crystal Harris, last night, if you missed it, you need to go to YouTube at the Legends Football League on YouTube. Check out Crystal Harris, amazing running back, probably the best running back currently after 5 seasons in the LFL. She is probably the top dog, and it's warranted. 2 championships so far, and it looks like Coach Hack and Heather Furr are going to go for a third. They have everybody intact, Allie Alberts. They have, obviously, Crystal Harris. They got the defensive beast on Yashi Rice and Chantel Taylor. So Legends Football League, Legends Cup, U.S. 2014. Check it out at the Legends Football League at YouTube, or you can go on our timeline and you can go ahead and check it out. Or you can also visit on Twitter at Ultimate Sports Talk, and they got the link as well. So welcome to the Blitz. Erica Lynn Anderson, unfortunately, under the weather. She's going through some at home, and unfortunately, we wish her well, and we hope she'll be back next week to kind of anchor us as well. It's kind of a mutual thing. I know her Patriots are playing. I didn't get the score on that, but I will get that update on there. I know Chicago, San Francisco debuting at Levi Stadium. The last update I got was 7-0, and it was San Francisco over the Bears. Should be a good game. Disappointing game, I think, was Thursday. Not so much for the storyline. Ray Rice's, the Fanatics, the Ravens fans, taking care of him with some love. They're still giving him some love in terms of, the fanfare. And it was 26-6. Pittsburgh just somehow did not show up. Roethlisberger and company just did not show up. 26-6. It's going to be a tough division in that sense, considering Cincinnati won today 24-10 against the Falcons. So it goes to show you that, some of the new teams are up and rising. Who would have thought Buffalo today takes care of Miami after Miami looked so good in week one against the Patriots? So it's 29-10, and Buffalo looks to be for real in the NFC East. So you're looking at the Patriots falling off that number one ranking that they always have in that division. The Jets, unfortunately, lose today to Green Bay. Geno Smith plays somewhat decent, but Aaron Rodgers rebounds this week after the loss to the champs, 31-24. The Rams, surprising, with the rookie quarterback take care of Tampa Bay, 19-17. Washington, 41-10 over Jacksonville, kind of no surprise there. Dallas rebounds with Tony Romo, with all the concerns that they had on the defensive side of the ball coming in, and how Locker looked so good coming in for Tennessee. Just goes to show that they're not there yet, and unfortunately Dallas steps it up, puts up 26-10, and they win. Carolina, the surprising team, Cam Newton returns and puts up 24-7 against Detroit. Just Megatron nowhere to be found at this point. The rest of the squad in that Detroit week one just had a hard time against Carolina. So that's the rundown in the NFL as we work on it on the Sunday edition here of the Blitz. And we want to give a congratulations to the first Hall of Fame inductee into the Legends Football League, which is the superstar and No Joke Football original, Monique Gaxiola, of the Los Angeles Temptation and of the New South Wales Surge as well. Four-time champion, very worthy of the honor of the Hall of Fame. It's the very first honor that the Legends Football League organization has done, and it couldn't go to a better athlete, an amazing woman. She's persevered through a lot of things in her life and obviously overcome a lot of that, and on top of that has won championships at many levels, even in college, and now she's obviously in the Hall of Fame. Four rings to show for it. You can also go on our timeline, and Mark has done a piece on it, and he will do that at Mark Staff, and you can check it out on our timeline as well and on our Facebook page as well. And we're looking forward to Mike Del Rio's in-depth review of the Legends Cup 2014, and that will probably be within this week or so, and you can catch it on LFL 360 as well, or you can just go to the Examiner on our link as well. So the Gridiron Queensland League playoffs there, you can get the results at Women's Gridiron on Facebook and as well as Twitter. We didn't get most of the rundown scores, but we will update those this week as well and take care of that on as it comes on. So we will see if Dion Lee will be here today to give us the rundown on Premier 7 football. If he does not, it's no big deal. Like I said, we will reschedule that if needed. The No Joke Football Project, just to let you guys know, No Joke Football Project is our project for awareness, to bring awareness to the women's football, women's tackle football, and making sure that people are aware of it. Give us some hype on social media. Use the hashtag No Joke Football for anything you're posting with Women's Gridiron. We need to get it trending, so people understand what it is. Women's Gridiron, Women's American Football is no joke. And we want to thank Rich Brain out of the UK and his Lucy Brain as well for doing an amazing shoot with our gear in the UK, and also UK First Down for supporting us as well. And we also have the talented James J. Johnson, who did a photo shoot for us. He's from Philly and Jersey, so the amazing models there for that as well. We were planning to do a photo shoot at this point. Our next slated photo shoot is going to be in Mexico. So Mexico is going to be the next one, and then we're going to Spain after that. So we're making the awareness go international, and international is worth that. We also want to give a shout-out to the Lady Punishers of the Manila, Philippines, the first Women's American Football League in the Philippines. So shout-out to them. They follow us on Twitter, and we follow them back as well. So we're looking forward to their little season recaps and what they are able to do within their once they get set up on a league mode. So congratulations to them as well. We have LFL Australia, Legends Football League Australia is going to be kicking off in another month, as well as Gridiron New South Wales Women's Kit. So we will get all that information as it comes through. At Ready LFL is what you want to keep up with the LFLAU. He's our resource guy. He will be at some of the games this year. He will be doing live tweeting for us to make sure that we get that taken care of. And then hopefully we can do some more things down south and down under. And we are waiting for a Australian shoot that we just acquired. Obviously, Lauren Evans of the GC Stingrays and Christy Moran of the LC Jets, as well as Lisa Thomas, who's going to be doing the photography for us. And it should be out probably first week of January in the January slate of 2015. We are slated to give out gear at this point, send out the gear for that probably by December. But we also have another couple of No Joke Football representatives for us. They're going to be doing our shoots as well in Mexico. We have the talented Sophia Venvi and Moon Arandia, who are going to be doing some selfies for us for our Instagram accounts, and they're going to be showcasing our No Joke Football gear as well. So anybody interested, you can go to the No Joke Football Project Shop, and it is on Zazzle.com/Gridiron Beauties. That's where you get the gear. That's where you can find it. Every purchase of the No Joke Football gear at a 90-day interval, once the revenue is accumulated within 90 days, at that point, that amount of dollars gets replenished and put out to a player. So currently, we have been able to give out gear to a lot of players internationally. We have, like I said, Lauren Evans. We got Christy Moran. We are going over to Linda BCM. We're going to be doing more gear at this point as we get to the into next 2015, working on trying to support the Canadian leagues with the WWCFL, the CCWFL, and the Maritime as well. So that's our plan for 2015, to kind of dive into the Canadian scene at this point of the women's gridiron. You can follow our network. Our network is really strong. You can go to GI Queendom on Twitter. You can go to Miss Gridiron 9. You can go to WFB Talk as well, and you can get the lowdown pretty much on everything that's going on in the women's game, including ourselves. So it's a big, strong network. Please support us. At this point, you can always go to womensfootballtalk.com as well. Go to gikingdom.com, and you can also go to missgridiron9.com. So there's apparel at Miss Gridiron, Gridiron 9, as well as missgridiron.com. So check it out. Pretty awesome. And we just got Esther Hong yesterday on our Facebook page, who's sporting some tees, some creative design that she had, and she's part of the Calgary Rage as well. So it's posted on our Facebook. You can go to teesprings.com, follow the link, and you can get the exclusive limited edition on our Facebook page. So for those of you that want to call in, you can also call our show. It's posted at 1-714-888-7418, 1-714-888-7418. And it looks to me like our coach Dion Lee is probably not going to be here tonight. So as soon as he comes on, I will get him on. Otherwise, at this point, we'll go another 15 minutes, and then we'll shut the show down for the blitz. Otherwise, we'll go to an hour at that point. So a lot of things going on the women's game internationally, which is an exciting time. You can also follow USA Football. USA Football is a big supporter now. We're looking at the U.S. flag, USA flag team at the FLAG World Championships, and you can get the lowdown on that at giquindom.com, or you can go to Twitter at giquindom. So it's exciting times there. On our timeline, we're pretty much covering, like I said, Australia. The Australian scene is going to be hot this year. It's going to be amazing. We got Queensland finishing off. You got New South Wales starting, as well as Legends AU. So that's going to be exciting. At this bell wise, let's go into dive into the to this Ray Rice thing. I'm just kind of like in a rant mode right now because how do you not justify? Everybody wants Goodell's head at this point. Everybody wants Roger Goodell fired and terminated and reprimanded, okay? Let's just look at the bigger picture here, people. Domestic violence, unacceptable, should not have happened, but it did. It happened to a player. Player is Ray Rice. Where is the National Football League Players Association, and where is their head of the association's statements? Where are they in this pool? My question is, in a legality motion, they're vouching right now for the drug policy. They're vouching for other things that happen, but they're not policing their own players. They're not policing the aspects of their players. The domestic violence policy should have never been instituted by the NFL itself. The domestic violence policy should have originally been instituted by the Players Association, then advised to the NFL as to how things should proceed and how to reprimand a player based on games. So Roger Goodell gave Ray Rice on the initial video 2-game suspension, okay? The commissioner already acted on it. We got TMZ that comes up with an extra video because the casino somehow goes under and they're able to acquire it. Now everybody's on their head going, hey, why didn't the NFL know about this? Okay, we're not going to police one player out of 2,000 players that you own, okay? The player has to police themselves, or the Players Association needs to start policing these players, because that's the responsibility of the union. The union needs to cover the player. So if Ray Rice, the second video, horrific, it's unacceptable, it is inexplicable at this point, that came out, the Players Association should have been the first sign to say, this player is horrific, this is bad, we will recommend that this player be suspended for 6 games or this player be suspended indefinitely. But you put it on the commissioner and every fan, everybody's saying, hey, let's just fire Goodell. Let's just go back and let's look at the big picture here. Who cares who delivered the video? Who cares how the video didn't get seen or not seen? Why didn't the NFLPA have access to that video? This is their player. This is a player in the NFL, and they have a responsibility to that. So if anybody has an issue with my, you know, 2 cents to it, please let me know on Twitter. Put something on Facebook for me, or you can even leave a comment here on Block Talk Radio, or you can even call right now at 1-714-888-7418. But either way, my 2 cents to this is the NFL player, just like Adrian Peterson right now, this happened way back. Now he's gone through the court process. The courts have already dealt with it in Texas. He's going to get indicted. He's going to go through a trial. Okay, fine. Where is the NFLPA in the mix? What are they going to do to Adrian Peterson at this point based on the child abuse, obviously, that happened? What's going to happen to Adrian Peterson? The NFL already, the Vikings already said, hey, you can't play at this point. You're going to do that. So if Goodell would have done the same thing that he did to Rice and say, hey, Mr. Adrian Peterson, you get 2-game suspension for doing some sort of child abuse outside of the football field. Is everybody going to be in an uproar? Probably not. Is child abuse more relevant than domestic violence? That's really the question at this point. The bottom line is the justice system in this country stinks. Okay, it is not fair to the victim. It is not fair in terms of what happened. So reality is reality. Let's get to the scope of it. But when you put it in a sports perspective, you need to understand at this point, in a sports perspective, the union has to do more to ensure that these players understand the scope that they're in. Okay, TMZ will display this video because it is ratings for them. It is retweets. It is highlights. It's social media buzz. It is everything to visit the website. They did that for that factor. They didn't do it in a sense, oh, my God, we can't let this get out. Let's just give it to the NFL and see how sensibly they would like to approach this. No. It's not going to happen. You do it on, you know, any celebrity. So at this point, it's overblown. That's my point. This situation has been overblown. We don't even know if Ray Rice and Janae Rice had already talked about this kind of incident when it happened. And now their life was calm. Their life had been okay. Maybe they dealt with it on a one-on-one level. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't, but maybe they did. And if they did, look who scoops it back up to a memory. So that was a bad situation, you know, of how the, you know, TMZs of the world can just come up with other things and create this huge debacle of mud. And now this couple right now is in a situation where they're, you know, in a devastating motion now because he's suspended indefinitely. She's obviously disappointed at this point and angry because this happened. Sure, but things did get probably better. We don't know that. But at this point, we would assume that. The bottom line is you're not going to call for the commissioner's head when Ray Rice is responsible. Ray Rice should have went to his union representatives. He should have went to the union head and said, this is what happened. This is what I did. Then the union should have worked out a deal with the NFL to say, what is the rightfully justice thing to do for this player? Do we suspend him for 2 games? Do we suspend him for 6 games? Do we throw him out of football? Or what do we do indefinitely with this player? So that's my point here, is where is the Players Association mandating? There's a lot of issues with players. There's drug abuse, substance abuse. There's outside domestic violence, obviously child abuse at some point here. Now we have a lot of mud, okay? So a union isn't looking too pretty because the union is supposed to be the representative of the players, and the union should be backing up the player. And if the player has done something wrong, within the same token, that union should also be reprimanding the player. It happens in basketball. It happens in hockey. It happens in every other sport. Maybe a committee should be set up in the NFL Players Association to mandate and control or monitor these types of actions by its players, because the NFL is going to do a swift decision. So as a fan, as somebody that looks on the outside looking in, you don't agree with the commissioner's decision? At this point, I don't care whether that video showed up at 5 and somebody saw it and didn't give it to the commissioner. Who cares? At this point, the point is, somebody needs to start policing these players because these players are doing things outside of football that they maybe should be aware of, or they should be getting counseling, or they should be instructed to do better. So the point is, Ray Rice's big story, you know, has crushed his family. That's the bottom line. It's something that was brought up again that maybe was remedied already, and all of a sudden now he has to deal with it. And that's very unfortunate that that happened. So I feel bad for them. I feel bad for the Baltimore Ravens that they had to go through all this as well. I feel bad for Roger Goodell because he's got to do the final verdict. And everybody either didn't like his verdict or decided, oh, but why did you change it after 2 games to 6 games? Well, you changed it after 2 games because you saw a minimal video of the first game, the first time, and then all of a sudden he said, hey, you got two-game suspension because this is unacceptable. Then you get to see the horrific video, and you're like, oh, well, so I'm sorry, that warrants even more. Let's add 4 more games. And then eventually you come to your senses and they go, we're going to have to suspend you indefinitely because of the fact of the severity, and then we have to go through all these legal actions. So I don't know where you stand, but wherever you stand, the bottom line is the NFL Players Association has got to start mandating these players, have to start monitoring these players, have to start educating these players. You can't just, you know, there's no reason to beat up a woman. And I'm pretty sure Ray Rice probably knows that already now. He's probably realized that obviously that's not acceptable, not the right thing to do. Never touch a woman. And if a woman does touch you for whatever reason, you walk away. You walk away. And if that's the case, you walk away. That's all you got to do. It's easy to say, hard to do. I understand that. That's just how it works out. So for those of you that obviously agree or don't agree with me, not a problem. You can call in or you can go on Twitter. Let me know what your thoughts are. Go on Facebook, let me know what your thoughts are as well. So let's get into things that I saw. To me, my Rams rebound, they win 19-17. Tampa Bay, beginning of the year, Lovie Smith supposed to come in and do something great with this Buccaneers team, and all of a sudden now Josh McCown, they're just not there. So it's the same Buccaneers of last year, two weeks in a row. Now they're 0-2. How is that going to be a turnaround? You got Chicago probably going to lose to the Niners tonight, but I don't know at this point. But it could be a situation where that happens, and maybe the Niners fall tonight. So Arizona, the surprising team of the NFL right now. Surprising team for me is Arizona in the West. They go up 2-0 right now. They're looking pretty. So now they're looking like a pretty competitive team to compete against the Seahawks, the Niners in that division. Oakland, just a mess on the, you know, just a mess. I don't know where they're going to go at this point with Oakland. Rookie quarterback, Houston, just a rebound from last year. And then you got J.J. Watt just playing like beast mode out there. Just an amazing player, and he's doing his part. Just rebounding. Cincinnati, the surprise story so far in 2 weeks out, 2-0. And they take care of Atlanta. Atlanta was pretty hot in the first week. So you're looking at Atlanta, and then you're looking at Cincinnati, and you're like, you know, Matt Ryan's going to take care of a business. Not happening. Not happening. So it's like you've got to understand where these 2 weeks are kind of like nobody knows what's going to happen because the top-level teams that normally would start 2-0 are now 0-2 or 1-1, and now the surprising teams are 2-0. But it's still early in the NFL season, so we can't really sit back and go, okay, yeah, they're going to be contenders. No, there's no contenders here. Disappointment in Kansas City in that division as well. So you got Kansas City disappointment. The Raiders were disappointed from last year. They still have that situation there. And then you have, you know, Washington kind of rebounds in that division. You got the Giants horrible in that division. So you got Washington horrible, a little bit horrible. You got the Giants completely going south. Dallas rebounds. The Eagles, at this point, we've got to wait and see what they do with Chip Kelly, but they looked pretty impressive in week one. The Seahawks fall to the Chargers. Who would have thought Phillip Rivers to beat Russell Wilson? But it happened. And San Diego somehow rebounds from week one. Didn't look that impressive. Didn't look too well. But, you know, they faced the champs, and maybe that was their moment. Their moment was to face the champs and go, hey, we got to step it up. This is the champions and work our way deal. But Buffalo, to me, Buffalo and Cleveland are going to be the storylines right now in week three and week four. Take a look at Buffalo and Cleveland right now. Cleveland almost had that first win against Pittsburgh. And the way Pittsburgh played on Thursday night against Baltimore, you would assume at this point Pittsburgh was going to come in with a better game plan. It just looks to me now after 2 weeks out, 2 weeks in, you're looking at that Pittsburgh maybe just barely squeezed by, but starting to look like something that's going to evolve into something else. So 1-1, Cleveland, hey, hats off to them. They take care of business. 26-24, they edge out the Saints. So congratulations to them. Now New Orleans is a questionable situation. Now New Orleans is looking at 0-2, which they've probably been there before, but now it's critical. 2 weeks out, now it's 0-2. Some of these teams are just, they're not playing up to their potential. Maybe it's rust from the preseason, but whatever it is, at this point, we got surprises now. We got Buffalo. We also have, you know, surprising Tennessee, who didn't show up today, 26-10, but they surprised in week one. The Jets played somewhat okay today as well. So there's a lot of teams, Cincinnati, like we mentioned, and Arizona. So the bottom line is the NFL is an exciting brand. And, you know, kind of overshadow the off-field incidents at this point. You know, it's just a matter of the Players Association, as I mentioned earlier when I started this rant, the Players Association needs to step up their game. They need to mandate their players. They need to coach their players. They need to counsel their players. And they need to inform the league on what steps would be better for a mutual agreement between the league and the Players Association. So the bottom line is, what are they going to do? What are they going to do now? Because this is just not one incident. This was a big incident because it was a big press. But what is it going to do? What is it going to happen at this point? So who's going to do all that? And who's going to take care of all that? So that's what's going to be the situation at this point. So we'll see what happens at this point. So on the blitz, we had no Deion Lee at this point today. So we will go ahead and see if we can catch him with him next week and schedule him up on that. Congratulations to Monique Axiola once again and making sure that she's you know, worthy of her Hall of Fame inductee and being the first. It's obviously amazing. So congratulations to her and the Legends Cup 2014. You can watch it online at legendsfootballleague.com. So for Oscar Lopez and Erica Lynn Anderson, we will catch you here next weekend on the Blitz for another edition of the Gridiron Blitz right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can go right now to ultimatesportstalk.com and you can check out the NFL as well as MMA and the boxing that happened this weekend. So get all the lowdown and updates at ultimatesportstalk.com. Check out our Zazzle store at zazzle.com/gridironbeauties. Support the project. Please go there. Check out our shirts. You can customize it in any color. We also have leggings that you can do that. Check out our leggings from Lucy Brain on our Twitter. So thank you, everybody, for watching and being helping us out with the project. So we'll see you next week on the Blitz, on Blog Talk Radio, and right here at ultimatesportstalk.com. Have a great evening.